than theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. Reminder, Mother's Day is Sunday. Chicken. You need a last-minute gift. Raising Cane's has you covered. Head to your local Raising Cane's to pick up a gift card or go to RaisingCane'sGear.com for an e-gift card delivered in minutes to the email, Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Oh, Jake, are you hanging in there okay?
I'm doing great. Why?
Husker baseball, it's a big weekend for us. Jake will be there.
I'm excited to be there.
He'll be reporting. He's going with Paul. Paul's about as high up as there is as far as electricity. When it comes to electricity, Paul is the leader in the state.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yes.
He's a big deal. High-electric.com.
Think about it. High electric.
Jake gets invited to a lot.
We don't get invited there almost. Yeah. Jake's like, well, yeah, well, I'll be
I don't get invited.
No, anything. Jake gets he's at every event.
Well, they know you'd decline the invite.
You sat with John and yelled malpractice. During the Purdue game.
And that came up to Kip Kissinger yesterday interview. Yeah. There's a chance that Jake has yelled malpractice at you, Kip.
We've had a lot of incredible guests, and one of the ones that's right up there is Kip, mm-hmm. with the number of feedback I got of, like, that was really interesting. It was one of these states. People told me they stayed in their cars to hear it because it was just one question after another that people, like, I want to hear what that answer is.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened Kip with
was,
that.
He was excellent. Yes. It was a Wesleyan grad with a shot with a
Hall of Famer.
Tight elbow.
Hall of Famer.
Went 6-for-6 in the state championship game. Yeah.
Sandy Creek. So that would have been approximately what year?
He graduated college in 98, so we're talking about 94-ish probably for state basketball. Yeah.
Who else has invited you to games?
There's the hundreds.
Oh, for basketball, a lot of games.
Yeah, give me
baseball, not many. Paul will be the first one, I think, this
give
year.
Give me some basketball names like Brian Morrow.
Yes. Jeff. Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hims, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite and eat less, so success is within reach. Plus, Wegovy is the first ever GLP-1 pill for weight loss, so there's no needles needed. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support, like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hims makes it simple to find a weight loss approach that fits into your world and your wallet if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized for you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's Hims.com/earlybreak. Hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions, visit Hims.com. Pip at Pinnacle Bank invited me to a game. Tom Stevens, of course, formerly co-worker here. Yeah. Derek Bombeck invited me to a game.
These are all luminaries.
He's luminaries. He's not going with just, not that it would make a difference.
Michael Barton from Wings and Rings.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Okay. Yeah, really?
Went to the Michigan State game. That was an amazing game.
Oh, I need to text Mike. He did hire Adriana. Thank you.
Text him.
Tony and Mike, thank you. Adriana's doing great, by the way, if you're wondering. She's a hostess and she likes it. God bless her. She's great.
My friend T invited me. T, Terry.
T.
T.
All right, T.
A couple games.
Sounds very dicey. Yeah, like there's something going on.
T. It goes by T.
And that was it. It was T's doing something.
He's not doing.
Might be unsavory as far as work.
Right. And then we can't forget Tony and Danny from Shelby. Me and Connor went to the Oregon game because of their tickets.
That's right. Yeah.
We're like two rows up in the north baseline.
Wow, baseball tonight.
Tonight, 6 p.m., I'll be there with Scott.
Okay, let's say what it is, though, as far as hosting regionals, it's must win.
Yes.
basically.
I think they must sweep the series.
Is that right?
Must,
so you couldn't win
must
two of
sweep
three.
This series.
What if you won two of three, beat Creighton, swept Minnesota, and won the Big Ten tournament? That, not enough?
That's feasible.
It'd be
that's,
enough. Yeah. Well, the Big Ten tournament's where the weight's going to carry. If you beat number one UCLA,
yeah, that helps.
That's where the weight's going to
That's going to be sizable.
Yeah, that would be the one. So can you go two out of three against Iowa, beat Creighton, two out of three against Minnesota, if I can talk here, and then win the Big Ten tournament, you're in.
I think
you have a great shot.
Okay.
That's at that
possible.
Time.
But
right now you really
helpful.
You really need it's close to a, and we need to get started fast on Friday. We need a Friday start. So there's gonna
you
be some energy. Yeah.
Don't get freaky if they get down.
Yeah, Jake, don't.
Don't get freaky if they get
what
down.
What is freaky?
Wow. Okay.
What is getting freaky?
On that note, that's it for us. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys on Monday.